we've got a beautiful lady who's sitting next to me, and we've been playing in Studio 2 for the last hour or so doing some new jingles. Vicky Kiley, how are you, my sweet?
I'm really well, and I thought we did really, really well in our very improvised hour of jingle work.
We were quick, right? We were let's just sing a song, and then we'll add Afternoons with Donna on the end of it, because obviously Vicky's Irish, and we need some a good Irish voice to do the jingles, and you're just perfect. And you were like pretending to put on an accent, and I was like, but you don't need to do that, you're
Irish.
It was good fun, we did good, so stay tuned.
God, I'll be hearing myself on the radio now going, oh, change it back to the guy, Donna.
Oh, you love it, you're perfect for it, and you know Tommy as well, so it's perfect, right?
Hi Tommy.
Hey,
how are you?
We're talking about Tommy, of course. He is one of the part owners of the Irish Times in Junkslong, and we thank them very much for sponsoring our show. So to pay homage to them, we thought we'd do some new jingles, and
he's a good friend of mine, so I love Tommy and Mila very much.
They do a good job down there, don't they, actually?
There's a good buzz. Good buzz.
And they do lots of different things throughout the week. So, you know, you go there on a Friday and you have fish and chips, and you go on a Sunday, you have the roast, and on the Wednesday is the
quiz night.
That's right. Yeah, so it's good fun.
Interactive quiz night
every night, every Wednesday.
They actually let me do my first event for Dolphin Project here. They gave me their venue, so they're very kind family.
Lovely.
So big shout out to you guys.
Big shout out. Thanks, guys. Now, we are going to have a chat to Vicky. And Vicky's, of course, someone that does a lot of things around the island and indeed around the world. So, Vicky, let's first start off with, how are you?
I'm good. I'm still finding my feet after Saturday night.
Saturday night was awesome, wasn't it?
So much fun. I was blown away. It was really like high end, and I mean, we walked into the venue and I was gobsmacked. It was fantastic. Just beautiful. The food was beautiful. The music was amazing. The style was amazing. Yeah, it was really...
Of course, we're talking about the UWC Thailand gala event, which they had on Saturday night at Latitude in Laguna. And you're absolutely right. You know, I mean, it's a big space. And I know that James from Inspired Events came in and he kitted it out. And it looked amazing.
Oh, my God, him and Sumi? Like, what a...
Oh, that whole,
Sumi, you're a legend, by the
Sumi,
way.
Sumi, you are a legend. And, you know, and the people as well around Sumi. Of course, she's the face of it. But there was also Kirill. And Jan and Sandy and all those guys as well. The PSG of UWC did an absolutely amazing job on Saturday night.
Flawless. It actually was. It went off flawlessly. It was fantastic. Yeah.
I agree. And as an artist, what did you think about the entertainment?
Phenomenal. Like, the Papa Band blew me away. They really did. Like, I don't go to a lot of the social events here. I kind of tend to keep to myself quite a bit. So for me, it was great to get out and actually see people and... the music was phenomenal. DJ Benji was fantastic.
And Eka as well.
Oh my God, her voice is stunning.
And she's just had a baby.
She reminded me of Sade. Got that Sade.
She's a little bit funky up on the stage.
She's just had a baby.
I think Bass is probably, I think it's Bass. But
I'd say every woman who's had a baby is just envious.
maybe he's like 4 months old or something.
Wow, she looks incredible.
And she's got hot legs too. Not only can that chick sing.
She's stunning.
Yeah, so I think that...
I'm a big fan.
I'm
a new fan.
But I also think that they were quite clever. You know, they started off with Eka and Sounds doing sort of cool jazzy sort of music while we were eating our dinner.
Yeah.
And then Papa kicked it up and got everyone up dancing.
Kicked it off. It was
How
great.
How good were they?
It all just, as I said, it went off flawlessly. Like,
and Benjay finished it off. I'm not sure whether you were there at the end, but everyone was still dancing. And Russell D. Russell and Jayla Shark, who of course did a great job emceeing, Russell D. Russell kept saying, "This is the last song." And then Benjay would unplug his computer and everyone would go, "Boo, one more song." But yeah, it was really cool. And hopefully they raised a lot of money for the scholarship for
I bet they did.
I mean, even just the Papa Band, they live auctioned them off, and each person wouldn't budge on 125, so they both won a night with the Papa Band for 125,000 each, so 250 grand.
Wow,
just like that.
Just like that.
That makes a big difference in someone's life, right?
It's amazing how generous people are here too. I found it was an emotional night when that kid got up to speak from Palestine. I was bawling my eyes out because his story, I'm such a softie.
Now he's doing a scholarship currently at UWC Thailand.
And I think he got to choose which country he got to go to. I think that's what I gathered.
He was incredible when he got up on that stage, and there were 300 of us in the
great public speaker.
Yeah, and 16.
Amazing. I think he's been through a lot, so... his story really touched me.
His story was incredible, but to be able to
present himself that way.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I was trying to find the word and Vicky could see my hands going, what are you doing, Donna? Present yourself. No, but he did really well, I thought. But the
it just goes to show the good work that UWC are actually doing. It was perfect for him to get up and tell these stories that are happening for so many kids around the world.
Yeah.
You know.
And good fun too.
And good fun to go with it. Lots of lemonades.
There were lots of crafty lemonades from Tipsy from Project Artisan. And also there was some grapefruit from Tanapora. They had a nice raw station.
Oh my God, that was full. I'm vegetarian, almost vegan, so I think I cleaned out that station.
It was good. And even just the hummus sauce that went on the little wraps, that was delicious.
Delicious.
And of course, Iniala Bakery was there. The Dusitani was also there as well. It was an amazing, event.
And they all gave everything for
free. Was for free.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
That's what I mean, the kindness on the island. It really struck me. It really made me emotional, like how kind-hearted people are here, you know.
I think we're all very blessed to live in
we
the
are.
Community that we live in.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes we moan and groan about the rain and the traffic, but in actual fact, we're all very lucky to live here.
Yeah, and it's a good reminder. To give back is always a, you know what I mean. I'm waffling.
And just on a side note, because I've done lots of events here on the island, I thought they were also very clever to keep the silent auctions out quite late. Because after you've had a few more lemonades and a few more lemonades and a few more lemonades, you start putting your name down on
and
things.
And you're a little bit more generous.
I don't need two massages at Carter Rocks, but we put our names down, you know. It's just,
absolutely.
I think it was really cool. We are chatting to Vicky Kiley, who has lovingly come in this morning. Her and I have been playing in Studio 2 doing some new jingles.
Yeah, that was fun.
That was fun.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry about that. And I'm very much not an amateur. I'm very much an amateur and technical stuff like that.
She's not.
A little bit.
She's being humble. Don't mind her.
No, I do. And you're obviously a professional bloody musician. And you're like, Donna, are my levels too high? And I'm looking at it going, I'm not sure, Vicky. Are they? Oh, I don't know. Anyway, now, Vicky, tell us about how things are going in the music world for you. Your CD came out.
Yeah, so since I've last been in, I got a record deal in the United States and a manager. So I'm signed to an indie label called Sunset Records. And I've got a manager called Don Lichterman, who actually owns Sunset Records. So he's done fantastic work for me. So thank you, Don, if you get to hear this at any stage. I love you. Keep pushing my music. So he put me forward for... I'm in four categories for consideration for the Grammys 2017, which I think are the 59th Grammy Awards. I need to check that. But so it's the Grammys.
You said it so calmly, like, it's the Grammys.
I know. I think I'm in. I still don't, like, it's only consideration. I've got to still, like, this is, you know, that it goes out to ballot in October. We're nearly October. And then the NARIS voters. So if there's any of you are NARIS voters or Grammy voters, you can maybe consider me for when you're listening to the songs to choose who you're going to consider for that category.
And you've got four categories. One is best new pop album for female.
Or for Mercy, for my album Mercy, yeah.
And also best new female artist.
Mm-hmm.
These are big deals.
I know.
Like people like Rihanna.
But tough categories to get into.
I know that, but people like Rihanna have won that category.
Yeah.
Adele won it.
Did she? Hell yeah. Yeah, she did.
You know, that's just like...
I get anxiety when I think about it. I did not expect this to happen so fast. So this is all thanks to Don in New York and for just really believing in me and putting me out there. Like, it really, I mean, you really got to get into the U.S. market, I think. So he's got me in the stores, on the shelves, and I was charted number 41 in New York last week or the week before.
For Mercy?
For which song... For the album was charted, not the song. So,
that's
for Mercy album. Yeah,
this is a big deal.
Stuff's happening too fast. I'm like, what?
Oh, stop it! You've been a musician for 20 years.
Yeah,
you know, and finally you're starting to get some. You know, maybe
bit of karma, maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
Fingers crossed.
And big traction, big deal. So if you are a NARIS member out there and you're listening to Live 89.5 here in Phuket, I'm sure Vicky's going to put it on her Facebook page. Then please consider Vicky for her Grammy nominations. You're also up for two music video nominations as well.
Yeah, for Enticement and Charlie Brown, which seem to be everyone's favourites, actually, in the US especially. It's funny how the different markets, the different countries prefer different songs. You know, like in Britain, my rock music is doing, like the harder songs are doing better. But yeah, so those two videos that Dawn actually made, the Enticement video is really beautiful. It's these kind of mermaid divers with humpback whales. It's stunning. So it really just kind of gave my song a different dynamic, because it's about a soulmate, but this actually makes you think it's about the ocean. It's like a love affair with the ocean as well. So,
and that kind of suits you, though.
Yeah, so there's a bit of ambiguity there, which I like, you know.
Very, very good. And I'm going to play, after we have the news at the bottom of the hour, we'll have an update from the local and the national news from the Phuket News Centre, and then JP will give us some sport. And then when we come back, we're going to play Enticement, which is one of the videos that is up from Vicky Kylie here. But I'm also going to put it on our Facebook page. So if you're driving in your car and you're about to get out and you're actually going to miss it, I'll put it on our Phuket Live Radio Facebook page. So like us now. And then we'll also shove it on the Phuket News as well.
Sure, shove it on there. Go on, sure.
Sorry, that was a very poor term, wasn't it?
I love it. No, that's a real Irish term. Shove it on there, girl.
I'll also put it on the Phuket News. So if you don't get a chance to listen to it in about 6 minutes, then jump on our Facebook page, Phuket Live Radio, or the Phuket News, and we'll play that, put on Enticement, the music video. So it's up for music video. That's like a huge category as well.
Yeah, I'd say I haven't got a chance in hell, but, you know, it's all, as I said, consideration.
It has to be one of those things where, you know, like, I'm a golfer. If I ever got a hole in one, you would never stop me talking about it. I would talk about it in every conversation. It didn't matter what we were talking about it. I would always say, oh, but you remember when I got a hole in one? It must be like that for you, because it is, this is like the cream of the crop. That's what you aim
it's
for.
It's funny, and I had the UNESCO album this year as well, so they asked me to write a spoken word piece about the dolphins in Japan, which I think we talked about the last time I was here. So that was just released on the 21st on World Peace Day. We're really happy. This album is incredible. It's got like Dan Aykroyd on it and Julian Lennon. So I've been really honored this year. I'm blown away by the people I've gotten to be on compilation albums with as well. So
the UNESCO one, what's the album called?
It's called Action United Moves People. And you can actually, they're on Facebook, and there's a website, and they're a branch of UNESCO, and they work with different artists. So they use like all forms of art to try to create world peace and world unity. So this is one album that Kevin Mackey and Rupam and Krista, I can't remember their last names, they kind of come together and they create this album every year. And Kevin has won a Grammy for this album 2 years ago.
And it's up for a Grammy as well.
This has been put forward for Grammy consideration as well. But this is it's a spoken word piece. It's a completely
different poem, isn't it?
Yeah, and then they put music behind it, and it's turned out really beautiful.
And tell me if I'm wrong.
Yeah,
which I'm sure you will. Aren't you now doing that for your sister's wedding? Are you reading it at your sister's wedding?
Oh, no, I wrote a song, which is on my album as well, for my sister's wedding. That's going to be the next single we release in the States, called Cat's Oasis. So that's on my album. On Bandcamp, vickykylie.bandcamp.com, you can hear all my
Bandcamp.
Songs. Bandcamp? I know.
Do you play the
flute? One time at Bandcamp. They were definitely having a laugh when they created that. That's all I should tell you.
I'm sure some people out there are probably going, what on earth are you girls talking about? American Pie people. There was this one time at Bandcamp.
Yeah, we can't say anymore.
And we can't say anymore. Yeah. They had a few lemonades and got a little bit excited with the flutes.
Yes.
So that's exciting. But you're also on another album called Songs for Freedom.
Yeah, so that's how I met Don. He contacted me. He literally Googled animal welfare activists in music, and my name popped up, and he saw my Mercy video.
Brilliant.
So he then contacted me, and he asked if I'd be on the Songs for Freedom album. The Songs for Freedom album has Gavin Friday, The Smiths, Morrissey, Bob Dylan.
What?
Not Bob Dylan, Bob Marley, sorry. All these voices that have spoken out through history for animal rights. And Neil Morrissey is a vegan. He's like hardcore. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, they've got that song "Meat is Murder." Do you remember that? Like,
Shelley Claus would know. She loves Morrissey.
But I'm on this album with all these legends, and so there's kind of like five very established artists, and then there's, I think there's five or six new newbies.
Yeah, but you become famous by, you know, you're a Czech, obviously you're Irish, but you're here in Phuket. So I guess exposure for doing live stuff. Look at me, I'm playing drums. Did you see
that? She's very good as well.
I am actually playing the drums while I'm doing that, you know, because that's what I do. I actually play the drums. But, you know, exposure. But to be on an album like that with such great artists is just amazing.
And for him just to randomly find me. And then it was when I asked him, like, I kind of feel like I need a manager. He was like, "You don't have a manager? I'll manage you." So everything just happened organically. And it's just been a really amazing journey this year. I've had a lot of sadness this year too. But it's kind of, I think it's been a year of growth and stuff happened. And we'll see what happens in 2017.
Grammys.
At the Grammys.
She's going to get a Grammy.
Who's that hiding in the corner?
Who is that hiding in the corner?
I got a beanbag.
Chris Housen, aren't you supposed to be doing something else?
I am. I'm talking about music.
That's a good song, right? We're going to add that.
Yeah, it's on the list.
It's on the list.
He promised.
He promised.
You heard it here.
I also think that we could add Mercy, which is the lead single.
That would be great.
From
no,
there.
We can't add two songs from the same artist. You know that. You got a Sophie's Choice it.
What song would you like to add?
You choose. I don't mind Mercy or Charlie Brown.
Not Enticement.
Oh, I thought you were... Well, Enticement, absolutely.
He said we can only add one this week. But
Oh, yeah. Well, add Enticement this week. Seeing as we're I think we should probably push Enticement and Charlie Brown, seeing as they're the ones that are up for... Yeah.
And we could also add that, if you could. Could you add it to my chilled out coffee breaks?
Certainly.
Because I think that's quite a nice
track.
Not
right away.
No, I understand.
We'll put it in D list first and let it rotate for a while. Then when it gets bumped down, instead of putting it into recurrent, we'll put it into your filter.
I love it.
Thanks, guys.
See?
Aww.
Oh, it's so good. That's You're so talented.
I'll have to buy you a lemonade each when I see you next.
I think I need to buy you a lemonade from all the work that we did this morning. Chris, we did some new jingles this morning.
Really?
We did.
Yay!
I know. I need to get... I need to get Noom onto it because that's not really my thing. Vicky's like, "Oh yeah, we can play something in the background," and I was like, "Yeah, good. Can I hold my computer up here?"
We did it.
Yeah, we did. Jason wants to get in on the action. See that?
Oh, come on, the whole team.
Yeah, it's quite often. We quite often do this on a Monday.
Team
89.5.
We celebrate the new week by crowding around Dawn and
it's just Bobby. Another manic Monday.
That's the playlist.
That's why I'm not a singer. So that song that we just played, Enticement by Vicky Kiley, who is lovingly sitting next to me, is up for Grammy.
And I do love you.
Consideration. Jason Wilder.
Well, no, I was just checking that you knew you were on air.
Yes, we know we're on air.
I'm in a music direction meeting.
Hello, Jason.
They're on air.
Yeah, we're all good.
Beautiful music there.
Thank you very much. Thanks, love.
That's cute.
I love you guys. I got in on it.
You did. So it's up for a Grammy consideration for the 2017 Grammys, which is such a huge thing. Like, and the categories that Vic's up for is Best New Artist. Now, last year that was won by Meghan Trainor.
Yeah, she's bloody
which
cool.
Which is bloody talented.
Yeah.
And you're also up for Best Pop Album. And last year that was won by Taylor Swift.
Surprise!
That's actually, well, I don't want to get myself into trouble here because my very, very good friend Andrea Chappell, I always give a jip because she likes Taylor Swift.
Yeah, my sister's a massive Taylor Swift fan as well.
But actually, but 1989 was actually a great album.
Yeah. I thought it was good. I thought she's definitely matured as an artist. And
Like when you hear songs
and
like...
She writes her stuff too.
She does.
Yeah.
That's right.
You know?
If you hear Out of the Woods, I think that's a really cool track.
I love it.
And of course, it's filmed in New Zealand, so a little bit. Woo! Did you like that? Just like that little tick on there. So these are big deals, right? This is big deal.
Yeah.
This is not just chump change.
This is what I mean. It's going to be tough to get into these categories, but at least it's getting my music out there. And you know, the other thing about my music is this is not just about me. This is to raise awareness for Dolphin Project. So the album, a lot of the proceeds are going directly into Rico Barry Dolphin Project, which is the organization that I volunteer for in Japan. So this, for me, this is just an added bonus. I wrote this album for Dolphin Project to try to, you know, get funds for us. And it's just been magic that you know, it's taking this turn that it's going up for a Grammy consideration. So,
and also, like, I like the word that you used, that it happened just organically, like it wasn't pushed, it wasn't thrust.
This guy, sought me out, and I think because I'm older now, I'd kind of given up on my music career in my 30s. I went, you know, I'm a mum now, and you know, then I got divorced, and then it's like, oh, I moved to Phuket, and you never think in a million years your music career is going to kick off in Phuket.
It's not really a big
but I made a choice to work with Gary Krause at Legend Studios, and mm-hmm. I love Gary and Debs, and Gary just did such an amazing job on the production, and we did it so fast, he'll tell you. And I had great musicians playing on it, Mike Mitchell, Rob Cook, Blaze,
of course.
Really, like, thank you to all of them for this. So this, like, it wouldn't have happened without Legend Music.
And while we're just talking about that, this is going to completely change the subject. I just got a text from my husband who wants to hire them for an event. So maybe you can give me Gary Krause's contact details.
Oh, do you not have Gary Krause's
details? I probably do.
I don't know if I'm allowed to give those kinds of details. I'm only joking.
It's
I'm
for
sure.
an event.
Gary will definitely allow me to give you his number. I'm sure.
Scott was in the bidding war on Saturday night for the Papa Band.
Yeah.
So I think
they were brilliant. Yeah,
they were brilliant. Nice. And you have just as we wrap up, because we're heading up to 1 o'clock. You have also just come back from Taji.
Yeah, so I went for September 1st because Rick O'Barry wasn't able to come because he got arrested in January this year. And he was in jail for 21 days in solitary in Tokyo. That's a long story. Anyway, you can
insane.
Google it. And actually, I was in Japan at the time. So because he couldn't be there for Japan Dolphin Day, which is September 1st, myself and my daughter flew to Japan to be there. We went for 5 days.
Japan Dolphin Day? What, they celebrate dolphins?
No, we've started this day, and it's an event all over the globe where we protest outside of all these different dolphinariums, SeaWorld, Marineland in Canada, Ocean Park in Hong Kong, I mean, all over the world. And, of course, whoever can get to the cove in Japan tries to go there, and we have banners, and we do a, you know, there was only 3 of us there this year because Rick was in London. So we went to represent him, and luckily it was a blue cove. And my little girl had written a letter to the mayor of Taiji. She's brought one in before, and it was just taken by the staff, and he wouldn't come out to see us. And Rick always says he's hiding under his desk. He was afraid to come out. But this time they actually granted her a meeting. We were stunned. And this is a man everyone is afraid of, that every activist, he's like, you know, the evil, he's the devil. And my daughter totally won his heart. I mean, he was so kind. He hugged her when we left. We had the translator read her letter asking him to stop killing dolphins, and he explained that wasn't in his power, that these hunters are given permits by the government. So all he can do is enforce that if they kill a species they're not supposed to, then he can step in. But so it made us realize, the meeting was very productive in that sense, that it made us realize that we need to target it from a legal standpoint now, and hopefully the IWC will step up and protect smaller cetaceans in Japan, in Japanese waters. But it was real. I'm really proud of my little girl.
She's like 8, isn't she?
And she really put her case forward. And he was like, "You're so beautiful. You're going to be a movie star." And she's whispering in my ear, saying, "Tell him I'm going to be a botanist."
Cute.
Bless her. So.
But I think that you know, if you can expose your children, expose, that's not the right word, but you know what I mean, like.
Well, it's giving them their voices ring the loudest.
Absolutely,
you know?
That's exactly right, and it's their world we're all trying to protect.
And she wanted to come. I didn't. I don't force my children to do anything, bar piano and guitar, go to school,
and play football.
Yeah, and football, of course. God forbid, I didn't let them do that. But this, like, my son didn't want to go, so he didn't come. But she is very, very much behind this cause, and she's very close. Herself and Rick O'Barry are like peas in a pod, she calls him uncle. He rings her every week. They've got a very close relationship, so she was there for him, and she was very proud to stand there for him. So we had a good few days actually in Japan. We love Japan, so we had 5 Blue Cove days, and then we went to Universal Studios. So I'll be back in Japan at Christmas. I'm as I mentioned, every second Christmas is mine, so this is my Christmas by myself. So I'm going to go to Japan and work as a cove monitor over the holidays for Dolphin Project.
Amazing. It is amazing.
So you guys can check in on me anytime when I'm there for jazz.
maybe you can come and chat to us before you go.
Yeah, that would be cool.
Hopefully you've got your Grammy nomination, given that you're up for consideration. Maybe
we'll talk about that too. Maybe you are. Touch wood.
Vicky, we always appreciate you coming in
and
seeing us.
Thank you so much. When I love you to bits, it's great. It's been a great chat. We had a great morning.
We did have a great morning, and congratulations.
Thank you.
Hope that we'll keep our fingers crossed.
I'll send you the UNESCO once I have it. I still haven't got it. Once I have it, I'll send it to you to listen.
Sounds awesome. That is Vicky Kiley. She is changing the world. We love it.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, you are. Stop it.
Thank you.